ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Text 24 Nayatra Vaikunta Katha Sudhapaga Na Sadhavo Bhagavata Stadashrayah Nayatra Yagnesha Makha Mahotsavah सुरेश लोकोपि न वै ससेव्यताम् न यत्र वैकुण्ठकथासुधापगा न साधवो भागवतस्तदाश्रयः न यत्र यज्ञेशमखामहोत्सवाः सुरेश लोकोपि न वै ससेव्यताम् न यत्र वैकुण्ठकथासुधापगा न साधवो भागवतास्तदाश्रयाः न यत्र यज्ञेशमखामहोत्सवाः सुरेश लोकोपि न वै ससेव्यताम् वैकुण्ठकथासुधापगा न साधवो भगवतास्तदाश्रयाः न यत्र यज्ञेशमखामहोत्सवाः सुरेश लोको न यत्र वैकुण्ठकथासुधापगा सुरेश लोकोपि न वै ससेव्यताम् वैष्णवीस् न यत्र वैकुण्ठकथासुधापगा न साधवो भागवतास्तदाश्रया यत्र वेर् वैकुण्ठकथासुधापगा द नेक्टेरियन् रिवर्स् आफ् डिस्कशन्स् अबौट् द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड् हेड् हू इस् काल्ड् वैकुण्ठ or one who drives away all anxiety. Na, nor, sadhava, devotees, bhagavata, always engaged in the service of the Lord, tadashraya, who are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. न नोर् यत्र वेर् यज्ञ ईशमखाः the performance of devotional service to the Lord of Sacrifices. Maha Utsava, which are actual festivals. Suresha Loka, a place inhabited by the denizens of heaven. Api, although. Na, not. Vai, certainly. Sa, that. Sevyatam, we frequented. Translation. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtana Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtana Yajna is recommended in this age. Please repeat responsibly. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system. If the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in the service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtana Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtana Yajna is recommended in this age. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharatavarsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvipa is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this earth is the best planet, and on this planet, the land of Bharatavarsha is the best. In the land of Bharatavarsha, Bengal is still better, and in Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better, and in Nadia, the best place is Navadvipa, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Kraya Yajantihi Sumedasara. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates, such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhar, and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Sri Vasa. They're always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna Consciousness Movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtana Yajna. As recommended herein, Yajnesha Makha Mahotsava, and to distribute prasadam to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Chaitanya Bhagavata confirms this as follows. One should not desire to be elevated even to the place in the heavenly planetary systems if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, and no festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember his lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned life, condemned place. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami says that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtana to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literatures, the performance of Sankirtana Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtana. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other Yajnas, he is a Pashandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is a pious activity, similar to the performance of the Ashwamedha Yajna and other such pious functions. But this is a Namaparad. Chanting of the holy name of Narayana and chanting of other names are never equal, despite what Mayavadis think. Vamagyan Timran Vasidyana Janashalaka Chashmurud Tasmai Shri Guru. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shumate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshutarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Nayatra Vaikunta Katha Sahapaga Nasadavo Bhagavatas Tadashraya Nayatra Yagyesha Makha Mahutsavaha Suresha Loko Pinavaisa Sevyatam. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in the service of the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtana Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtana Yajna is recommended in this age. This Srimad Bhagavatam is written in the style of a Purana. So in terms of Purana, Puranam iti Panchalakshanam, Panchalakshanam means there are five traits that are to be considered when there is Purana. Purana talks about creation. Then the next sequence to creation is recreation. The Purana talks about recreation. Not recreation as of entertainment, but recreation. Then the Purana talks about Prajapati, the progenitors. Then the Puranas also talk about Vamshacharita. Vamshacharita means the two types of Vamshas, the sun, the Vamshas from the sun, originating from the sun, and the moon. The dynasties, Vamshacharita means. And then eventually, the Puranas talk about the geography of the cosmic manifestation. So this particular verse is a part of the chapter known as the Island of Jambudvipa, where a lot of wonderful descriptions of, are being given of wonderful planetary systems. So, although the Puranas describe all these wonderful tracts of land, it is explained that these are all related to commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra. Of course, the Puranas don't directly reflect every commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, but it is a summary of the Vedanta Sutras. So, all these verses are so wonderful, and especially if a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada is commenting on such a verse, then we take it as it is. On one hand, a perfect person like Srila Prabhupada, even if he makes mistakes in some verses, it is still emanating from the lotus mouth of a pure devotee, and Krishna is actually the cause of that vibration. Therefore, we completely accept it as it is. But on the other hand, if an impure person perfectly narrates all these verses, then that verse is completely imperfect, although he's perfectly reciting it, because that person is impure. That is the potency of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the most favorable aspects to Vedic culture in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And here, Prabhupada has very strongly commented that very intelligent people will actually take up to this process of Krishna consciousness, and they will not be interested in the vagaries of being attached to a place, being attached to a particular condition, but being attached to the supreme service of the Lord, being attached to the Sankirtan movement. So this is the process. So Vedic culture per se is not complete Krishna consciousness, but Vedic culture leads to Krishna consciousness when we perform Swadhyaya Bhakti. Swadhyaya means practicing regulative principles. Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that when we, in the conditioned state of life, take the appropriate shelter of devotees and perform activities under proper instructions, then we become habituated regularly. Even that becomes a condition for us to take up this process spontaneously. And when we attain that spontaneity, this process of Swadhyaya is helping us attain that spontaneity. So this way, the Srimad Bhagavatam is pertaining to this nomenclature of the devotees taking up the shelter, practicing regulated life, and then coming to this important aspect of performing Sankirtana Yajna. And here, Sankirtana Yajna is actually pertained to as a festival, as a wonderful festival, Maha Utsava. That is the word used here. So, this aspect of Sankirtana Yajna, it has been explained, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasara. So very intelligent person will take up to this process of Sankirtana Yajna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Akrishnam. This is very interesting because this is a description of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's going to be present in this material world as the Supreme Lord Krishna is going to come and manifest in Tvisha Akrishnam. He won't manifest his dark color. Akrishnam, Tvisha Akrishnam means completely opposite of the dark color. So he's in his beautiful golden complexion form. And then he's coming with all his parshadas. He's accompanied by all his parshadas, all his wonderful associates. And then he's completely promoting the Sankirtan Yajna in this day and age. And the most intelligent people, Sumedha Saha, they will take up to this process. But on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada explains that a very intelligent person will not be attached to a particular place. They will not be attached to even the topmost planetary system. And they will simply be attached to the chanting process or the Sankirtan Yajna process. This is very interesting because as we go down the purport, we realize that the word fear has been used. Fear. Devotees are afraid to be associating with where there is no Krishna consciousness. It's a very interesting verse. Here our devotees are very afraid of endeavoring to places where there is no Krishna consciousness, where there is no flow of activities of or descriptions of the Supreme Personality of God. But on the other hand, there are amazing verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam where it explains devotees are not fearful at all. They're completely not fearful. For example, there is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto where it states that even fear personified is afraid of the process of the chanting of the holy name. So there is no reason for devotees to be afraid of anything. Why fear? So on one hand, devotees are afraid, and on the other hand, they're not afraid. So we have to make a resolution out here because it seems to be conflicting in one hand. There seems to be some kind of a conflict. Why the word fear has been used? On one hand, we are afraid, and on the other hand, we are not afraid. This is, once again, although a contradiction, we can look at it by reading the heart of a devotee. Where does the heart of a devotee lie? For example, you take the example of a child in a car or in a rickshaw. In India, it's much better to give the example of a rickshaw, auto rickshaw. A child is sitting in the rickshaw with its mother, and the child is very naughty. The child is so naughty within the rickshaw. The mother is concerned and watching this child because he's jumping all around. And at one point of time, the child looks at outside the rickshaw and then decides, wow, this rickshaw is moving in such a fast way. Maybe if I jump outside, that'll be fantastic. It'll be so exciting. Then suddenly the mother says, no, 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 don't think like that. Look outside. You see that old man, you see that beggar, he has no legs. He's absolutely in a very poor condition. He has no means to walk and he's in so much pain. If you jump out of a moving rickshaw like that, you'll break your feet and then you will be in so much pain. So immediately the child is afraid, feels fear in the heart. And then the child realizes, okay, now it's not a good idea to go outside and then jump out of the rickshaw. I'd better remain here, although my mother is chastising me, and although I don't like it, let me simply remain in the rickshaw and not jump out. So it's very similar. We are in such a situation as well. Although we are in the material world, the devotees are within the material world, but they're afraid of jumping into the ocean of the material energy. And although in this conditioned life, we are under the shelter of the Hare Krishna movement and we have to perform a lot of tapasya or swadhyaya bhakti, it's still better to be here than to jump out of the rickshaw and suffer. So in this way, the service of the devotees, it's explained that the service of the devotees under the shelter of Sri Guru and under the association of devotees, we get the opportunity to remain within the movement and not jump into the material ocean of which we are so fearful of. So this way, even Ramanujacharya, there is a pastime of Ramanujacharya where this explanation is given about how devotees are not afraid of jumping into the material ocean as long as they have the shelter of the spiritual master and they're simply performing activities in the service of Guru and Krishna. But they're afraid only to associate with the material energy if there is no such shelter. So in an assembly of devotees, Ramanujacharya one day inquired, who will be able to go to Tirupati? Tirupati is also known as Sri Shailam. So who will be able to go to Sri Shailam and preach? Those days, going to Tirupati was a very dangerous task. It was very fearful. Wild animals, dacoits and thieves. So very, very fearful. Not anybody would travel all the way to Sri Shailam. So in this assembly, when Ramanujacharya posed this question, one devotee named Anantacharya, he responded. He thought, oh, if my spiritual master is requesting us to go there, then I should not be afraid of these things. I should simply take up this activity in the service of the spiritual master. Apanna sanskritim ghoram yannama vivashograna yatha sadhyo vimichyeta yad vibheti swayam bhayam. If I simply take the shelter of the holy name, even fear personified is afraid of the holy name, then what is there to be afraid of? Therefore, Anantacharya, he volunteered, Guru Maharaj, I will go to Tirupati and I will preach because of your instructions. Ramanujacharya was so pleased that he embraced Anantacharya and he said, this is wonderful. You're not afraid of entering this fearsome place, but because you're blessed by the spiritual master, you will have no fear, you can go and preach. And this way he embraced him. So this way, this pastime manifested. Even then, therein the question arises. Very categorically here, Prabhupada explains that Sri Mayapur Dham is the best. And we very, very nicely it's been explained that in this universe, Bharatavarsha is the best. And within Bharatavarsha, this tract of land, Bengal, is really wonderful. Within Bengal, Navadvip is so wonderful. And within Navadvip, we have Mayapur, which is the best place to live. So herein the question arises, if this is the best place to live, then all the devotees congregated all around the world should converge and live here because this is the best place. But is that possible? That is something to comprehend or consider. So there's a wonderful pastime of the very same Sri Ranganath that Ramanujacharya was worshipping. So when Madhu and Kaitav, were killed by the Supreme Lord in the form of Hayagriva, then it was such a wonderful pastime that Lord Brahma wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead after this incident and always worship him. So he did tapasya and meditated on the Supreme Lord. Then after that, Vishnu came in front of him and he said, "Don't worry, my dear Brahma, I will manifest as Sri Ranganatha in Satyaloka, and then you will always be able to worship me. So I will come in a very golden complexion form and you can worship me as that Murti." So Lord Brahma was highly elated, and in this way he worshipped the Supreme Lord in his deity form in Satyaloka. And then later on, the Pujari worship went to Vivasvan, and then from Vivasvan it went to Ikshvaku also. But Ikshvaku thought that while worshipping Ranganatha, he thought, "Oh, even my descendants should be able to worship the Supreme Lord in this Murti form. So it'd be wonderful if Lord Ranganatha goes to the Mrutaloka or the earth planet. All my descendants can then worship him in his Murti form." So he also performed a lot of tapasya, and then the Lord agreed to come to the earth to be worshipped by the descendants of Ikshvaku. When Krishna agreed, Lord Brahma became very disturbed. "Oh, my Ishtadeva, Lord Ranganath, if he goes to the earth planetary system to be worshipped, then who will I worship?" He became very disturbed. Therefore, Vishnu gave him a benediction, saying, "No, don't worry. Every time you have an offering to make, I will personally come to Satyaloka, and you can make those offerings to me." So this way, the Supreme Lord said that although Lord Brahma is in separation of his deity who has left him and gone to the earth planet, Lord Brahma is in separation of that deity, but the Supreme Lord said, "Don't worry, I will come in the form of offering to you." Similarly, the devotees all around the world, although they're not living in Sri Mayapur Dham, they have the Supreme Lord in the form of Sankirtan Yajna. They have the Supreme Lord residing in the heart of the devotees in the form of Sankirtan Yajna. Therefore, there is no separation from the Lord, as just as there is no separation from the deity form for Lord Brahma, because the Supreme Lord is constantly coming and accepting offerings from him. So, in this way, for example, Vibhishana, who was also associated with Sri Ranga Kshetra in a wonderful way, he was always hankering for the association of the Lord. After the Ramayana war, Lord Ram instructed, "Now you must go and rule in Lanka." But Vibhishana said, "Oh, I have no inclination to rule. I don't want to be a king. I simply want to serve the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra, for which everybody is hankering. So I do not want to lose this opportunity." So what happened? Lord Ramachandra said, no, you simply worship me in deity form." So once again, this Ranganatha deity manifested, and Vibhishana carried this deity, and he wanted to take this deity to Lanka to worship him. He says, "Don't worry, I'm in the heart of devotee, and when I'm in this deity form, I will always be present. The entire holy dham will be present in this process of worship. So you can carry me and continue with your activities." So this way, Vibhishana was pleased, and he carried Lord Ranganatha. And as he was carrying Lord Ranganatha to Lanka, he came upon this tract of land where the Sri Rangam place. And there, one wonderful devotee, his name was Dharma Varma. And he said, he saw this Ranganatha deity, and he says, "Oh, I want to worship this deity now." And therefore, he did a lot of tapasya. He meditated on the Supreme Lord, and Krishna was so pleased. And he says, "Okay, I will reside here and you can worship me here." So once again, when this happened, Vibhishana was disturbed. He was so disturbed. "How will I worship my Lord now? If the Lord decides to stay here, then what will happen to me? Better give up my life." So in this way, once again, the Supreme Lord reciprocated. Actually, this Dharma Varma, he actually conducted a 9-day festival, and he tricked Vibhishana into placing Sri Ranga deity in Sri Ranga Kshetra. That's a wonderful story. But the point is that the element of a stationary identity with a stationary dham is out of question the identity is associated with the devotees who carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who carry the Dham to every town and village. And that is what Srila Prabhupada has done. He has actually carried Vrindavan Dham. He has actually carried Mayapur Dham to different towns and villages, to different countries. And therefore, where a pure devotee resides, where a pure devotee has built a temple, that temple is non-different from any Dham. So from here, we understand that even in different foreign countries, when the devotees associate with devotees in the Hare Krishna temple, they associate with the devotees and they associate with Srila Prabhupada and they associate with the deities, then they're residing in a place that is non-different from Navadvip, that is non-different from Vrindavan. So that is a wonderful manifestation of the Supreme Lord. That is His complete mercy. It's complete mercy. So therefore, that temple in LA or that temple in New York or that temple in New Zealand, they all become the abode of the Supreme Lord. So isn't that wonderful? That is possible only because of the mercy of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, this is happening because a devotee is only serving for the pleasure of his spiritual master and for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So that takes precedence. That takes priority. Not that I want to come and live in Mayapur and contemplate on serving all the time. The contemplation is on how can I please my Guru? How can I please Srila Prabhupada? How can I please Krishna? So when the service attitude takes topmost priority, then the holy abode, the Dham, actually comes and resides within the heart of the devotee. So this has been explained very nicely. Therefore, a devotee's task is very difficult. It's explained. We have to take care of these instructions very carefully, but most of the time, these instructions come in the mood of separation. Because we receive instruction that you must go from here to here or go from this country to that country and preach, which means there is a lot of separation. So this separation to reside in the Dham or the separation to associate with certain devotees that we may have or that we may be very fond of, it is still considered very blissful. It is still considered very, very uttama. So this bliss derived from this separation, to simply serve the devotees of the Lord and to simply subjugate oneself to the orders of the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, that is considered to take topmost priority. But when such a devotee takes the shelter of these instructions and even leaves the Dham and goes to other places, he's still not afraid. There is no fear. The only fear is that I may lose my Krishna consciousness by wrong association. But as long as the association is fixed, as long as the service to Guru and Krishna is fixed, then there is absolutely no fear. For example, Chota Haridas example has been given. This Chota Haridas, he somehow fell under wrong influence and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely rejected him. So Chota Haridas felt that he was completely neglected and therefore he committed suicide. He committed suicide because he had this separation from the Lord. So we feel this separation from the Lord, we feel separation from the holy Dham. The only resolution for that, the only activity that we have to perform then is Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai. If we take up to this process of Sankirtan very carefully under the instructions of Sri Guru, then we will not have this separation. Then we can continue with our activities of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Lord. So in this way, this land of Bharatavarsha has been glorified so wonderfully by all the acharyas. All the previous verses, the land of Bharatavarsha has been glorified. In this particular verse, the land of Bharatavarsha has been glorified. Mayapur has been glorified. The holy Dham has been glorified. So this glorification process, as you see, is being done mainly because India is such a wonderful land that every 3 hours that you travel, you'll find a Tirtha. You'll come across a Tirtha, a holy place. 3 hours you travel by car, there will be a Tirtha in India. So it's so wonderful. There are wonderful great rivers. There are so many wonderful devotees all across Bharatavarsha. And it's considered the most wonderful for spiritual life. Yet, when it came to obeying the words of a spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada decided to leave Bharatavarsha at such a ripe old age, and he went to the Western world to preach. Just imagine the amount of separation he must have had. But the priority of leaving the dham or the shelter of Bharatavarsha and going out to the Western world to obey the instructions of a spiritual master was more important for Srila Prabhupada. But then what happened? He ended up carrying the whole dham to the Western world. And today, every devotee who's under the shelter of Prabhupada in all the temples of ISKCON has access to the holy dham. So that is such a wonderful activity that a pure devotee can do. So wonderful. So that's why in the beginning I mentioned that such an authority as Srila Prabhupada, even if he recites verses and they may not be improper, because he is a pure devotee of the Lord, the Supreme Lord comes and manifests that transcendental vibration, and everything that the Acharya or Srila Prabhupada narrates or says, we simply have to take it as it is. We simply have to listen to that. We simply have to listen. There is no other way. So, for example, if somebody who writes a book, for example, Stephen Hawking's written a book on quantum mechanics, and he writes about black holes, and he's the authority in making those statements. And then if you take over some actor from Hollywood and he writes a book on quantum mechanics, then we can understand that there is an authority who has made some statement that has more validity or priority than somebody who has no authority and writes or tries to write a book on quantum science. So that way, Srila Prabhupada has that authority, and that's why when he states that I have given the holy dham to you in all the temples of ISKCON, then we completely take that as summum bonum. So wherever we are present, within any temple of ISKCON, then we are actually associating with the holy dham. There are so many wonderful devotees in our movement, so many wonderful devotees who have actually given up their lives, not in Bharatavarsha, not in Mayapur, not in Vrindavan. They've given up their lives in the service of Srila Prabhupada in different countries. But still, they've actually given up their lives in the holy dham. Take the example of Bhakti Tirtha Swami, for example. He says, I have lived my life gloriously and I'm going to die my life gloriously. And then, although he died away from India, he left his body in Gita Nagari in the association of so many wonderful devotees. And what a wonderful way to perform a pastime of leaving this body, not in the dham, but still leaving the body in the dham, because Srila Prabhupada has carried that dham for all of us. So there are more examples. I read in the Back to Godhead magazine about a particular article where this Mataji was about to leave her body. All the different sannyasis, so many sannyasis went when she was about to leave her body. And the mood was so wonderful, so wonderful. The strength of her own spiritual life manifested in the devotees present out there so strongly that everybody became so serious and they were contemplating the importance of devotional service. Everybody became so serious. That is the nature of a devotee who's practicing devotional life very perfectly, very nicely, very sincerely. They can actually manifest that seriousness to all the other devotees. Everybody can become very serious in Krishna consciousness just by taking up to this process very seriously and very sincerely. So, this way, the physical place, there is a difference between the physical place as opposed to the association of a devotee. So we may be bereft of association of the physical place like Mayapur Dham when we are situated in other countries, but when we associate with a sincere devotee, then we are not bereft of the association of the holy dham. So that is the point we are trying to make here. So a person may go to different holy places. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very particular verse that says a person may go to different holy places, but if one does not associate with the devotees in that holy place, he is likened to a donkey or a cow. These are the words used, a donkey or a cow. One may go to a temple, but if we don't associate with Krishna, we don't associate with the devotees of that temple, we are like a cow or a donkey. What difference does that make? A big difference. A big difference. Because going to a holy place means association of the devotees. Which means that even if hundreds and thousands of people are coming to the holy dham, and if they're not associating with the devotees, they may get some sukriti, yes. They do get that piety, but not having the association of the devotees, no association, they are still compared to a cow and a donkey. It's a very strong statement. So what does a devotee do? He endeavors by all means to give that association to these people. He just runs left, right and center by taking all the books of Sankhya, or books of Srila Prabhupada. He wants to perform Sankirtan. He or she wants to go out to, on the field and perform Sankirtana Yajna. Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer. So this activity takes topmost priority to go out and simply perform the activity of Sankirtan. So this way, just as we've seen the example of the passing away of devotees, just as we've seen the example of the Srimad Bhagavatam pertaining to the cow and the donkey, we can very clearly see that the individual consciousness of a devotee is so important that when that individual consciousness increases amongst all devotees, it becomes a very wonderful collective consciousness. And that collective consciousness can manifest and change the entire world. It can change the entire world completely. The whole world can become Krishna consciousness that way. So this, you can see various other examples in Shastra. For example, Sanatana Goswami, he was performing his pastime of circumambulating Govardhan very rigorously. And then when he became old, he was unable to do that properly. And then, but still Krishna came and he suggested, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't worry, you don't have to perform that activity anymore. But Sanatana Goswami says, no. My innermost desire is to perform that activity somehow in the service of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu said, don't worry. Then he gave him a Govardhan Shila and he said, you simply circumambulate this Govardhan Shila 7 times because Krishna has manifested his entire potency as Govardhan in this Shila. So then Sanatana Goswami was able to perform that activity without separation and without any impedance. So this way, Vrindavan, Mayapur has been transported to all these different places by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And although there is separation, still a devotee without fear is able to perform the Sankirtan Yajna, which is likened to a huge festival, a Maha Mahotsava. Now this Maha Mahotsava is being transported to every corner of the world now because of Prabhupada's mercy, because the devotees are not fearful. That is the reason why this Maha Mahotsava has been transferred to every corner of the world today. So, as I was explaining, the state of consciousness is so important than to simply thinking that if I stay here or if I go there, I will be successful. The state of consciousness of taking instructions from Guru and Sadhu and Shastra and performing this devotional service or this devotional practice without fear, that takes precedence. Then automatically, because of Krishna's mercy, the holy dham is transported to wherever you go. So it is actually stated in the Shastra that if a sincere devotee goes to different places, he carries the holy dham with him. He actually carries the holy dham with him. Isn't that wonderful? Next time we see a wonderful devotee, then we not only pay obeisances to the devotee, we also pay obeisances to the holy dham that is present within the devotee. All this is manifest only because of the supreme mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! I'll end this class here. And if you have any questions or suggestions, or if you would like to clarify my mistakes, please. From microphone.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the class.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Thank you for the class.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to ask you about something which I heard a few years ago. That bhakti personified she's having a talk with, I'm not sure if it was Narad Muni.
Narad Muni.
I think she mentions that her two sons, Vairagya and Vidya.
Jnana and Vairagya,
yes. And they, and she says that she has left Bharat Bhumi and gone to the foreign countries, you know. Do you know, have you heard about this past?
Yes.
So can you please explain more about this? Because she mentioned that she has left Bharatvarsha and gone to the foreign countries, you know,
yes,
to reside. So I'm just wondering whether, because we hear that Bharatvarsha is a place for executing devotional service, the best place, as you mentioned, you know. But here she mentions that she's left Bharatvarsha. You know?
She left, yes, I've been through that pastime as well. So, bhakti has to be nourished. Because that nourishment was not present, therefore she leaves, so as to speak. She has left Bharatvarsha and gone to other countries. And therefore, jnana and vairagya are left without any nourishment. It's explained. Well, the whole process... the pastime goes this way, that bhakti can automatically be... jnana and vairagya can automatically be nourished if bhakti is nourished. Because bhakti was not nourished, therefore even jnana and vairagya did not receive their nourishment. So because that nourishment was not present, therefore bhakti had to leave. But the point in question is, when a devotee, for example, Yudhishthira Maharaj was performing the Ashwamedha Yajna. And when he was performing the Ashwamedha Yajna, Vidura walked in. And Yudhishthira was in so much ecstasy that he rushed to Vidura and he performed all his activities of receiving him with honor. And then he said, "My dear Vidura, you're the holy place personified. Because you have come into this sacrificial arena, you have brought all the holy places with you. Now I don't have to go to all these holy places personally." So that is the potency of a devotee, and that is the potency of devotional service. So in the same way, bhakti is nourished by the devotees performing devotional service or devotional activities under the shelter and guidance of pure devotees, like Srila Prabhupada. So when a devotee personified with devotion, which is bhakti, goes to all these different places, even if they go to foreign countries or even if they go to any nook and corner of the world, that the aspect of devotional service is present with them, then the other devotees take benefit of such a pure devotee, and then they also nourish their bhakti, then automatically jnana and vairagya is also nourished. But then what has happened is Srila Prabhupada has definitely brought back bhakti in Bharatvarsha in a wonderful way, in a very wonderful way. So today there are so many wonderful temples, and then there's so much Sankirtan Yajna happening in this world today, all thanks to Srila Prabhupada. So this movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifesting so wonderfully, and therefore that nourishment is ever enhancing, and this nourishment will go on and on and on for many, many years. So that is a special mercy, special mercy.
Thank you, Guru.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Now, it's a comment, because here in the purple, Srila Prabhupada is talking about Sri Mayapur and how he's established the center here. Now the kirtan is being established and prasadam distribution is going on, feeding everyone.
Yes.
It's not often Prabhupada quotes specific temples. But here he has done so, and it's similarly in the Chaitanya-mṛta, there's another purport very similar to this. And how we've established the center there in Sri Dharmayapur. There he adds in the purport that the managers, because an instruction here to the managers, which is quite unusual for purports, the managers of the of Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir should see to it that the chanting of the holy name goes on so nicely that nothing else can be heard here except the holy name.
Except the holy name.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Jai Haribo.
Haribo. Any other question? Thank you. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai Guru Srila Prabhupada.